Today's shiur is Masechta Erevin Daf Mem. We will begin on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. At the end of our previous shiur, the last part of our previous shiur, we spoke, the Gemara discussed a situation where there was a tzvi, there was an animal that was caught on Yontif, and the question was, should they, may they eat it on Yontif? And the Gemara assumed that the question was regarding the 2 days of Yontif. If the 2 days of Yontif are considered Kedusha Achas or Kedusha or Shtei Kedushas. Says the Gemara Amar Rav Ashi Ladi Amali Amemer. Amemer told me, Huba Tavya, Lav Etzdudi Etzdudit, wasn't a situation where the animal was caught on the first day Yontif. And the discussion isn't, may you or may you not eat it on the second day Yontif, because the halacha would be that if the issue was, if you could eat it on the second day Yontif, everybody agreed that you would. Because everybody would agree that the 2 days are considered Shtei Kedushas. And if they're Kedushas, if they're Shtei Kedushas, 1 day is Yontif and 1 day is not Yontif. And therefore there's no question that on the second day Yontif, Memon of Shach, it may be eaten. The question was Mechutz L'Tchum Asa. The animal was brought from outside the tchum. And the issue wasn't about eating it tomorrow. The issue was about eating it today. May we eat from that animal on the day it was brought? Manda ochel, Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda, who ate from that animal, were of the opinion, Habar b'shvil Yisrael zeh, that even though the halacha, as we're going to learn, is that if something is brought from outside the tchum on behalf of Yisrael, the Yisrael may not eat it. Some say because it's nenem, Rashi explains because it's nenem Melechus Yontif, it's considered as if you're benefiting from Melechus Yontif. The Bahag explains because we're concerned that if we're going to allow you to eat it, you may expressly tell the Akum to bring it from Chutz Tchumim. And if that's the point, says the Bahag, the halacha is that you don't need to wait after Yontif or after Shabbos b'chdei shi'asu. Tosfos disagrees that, and the Ran as well, that even on this halacha you would have to wait b'chdei shi'asu. But here the animal was brought from outside the tchum, which normally if something is brought on someone's behalf from outside the tchum, it may not be eaten. However, man da ochel sover, the one that did eat it, Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda, who ate from this animal, were of the opinion, habar b'shvil Yisrael zeh, if something was brought from outside the tchum on behalf of one Jew, mutl Yisrael acher, another Jew may benefit from it. And therefore, this meat was brought for Resh Galusa. So they thought, they felt that only Resh Galusa may not eat it, but we could eat it. Man de lo yachol, Rav Sheshes, who did not want to eat that meat, Sover was of the opinion, called the osel bei Resh Galusa, anything that's brought to the home of Resh Galusa, adata de kula rabbanan osi. It's brought for all the chachamim. As the Beis Yosef explains, it was very common for the rabbanim to be at the home of Resh Galusa. So whoever brought it knew that there's a large group of Talmidei Chachamim in Resh Galusa's home, and that they're all going to benefit from that meat, and therefore it's going to be considered that it was brought on their behalf, and if something is brought on somebody's behalf from outside the Tchum on Shabbos on Yontif, everybody agrees that you may not eat from that. Says the Gemara, V'ashcharev sheshes l'rabba Shmuel v'amalei. Didn't we find in our previous Gemara that Rav Sheshes met Rabba Shmuel and he asked him, did you learn anything regarding the 2 days of Yontif? Are they considered Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas? But if we're saying that this issue, this story with the animal that was caught, has nothing to do with the subject of Kedusha Achas or Kedusha or Shtei Kedushas, how is that Raisa, or how does that story relate to this Shaila? Answers the Gemara, indeed, There was no such a situation. Rabbi Rav Sheshis never asked Rabbi Shmuel about this. It was never connected to this discussion. Because according to this discussion, the halacha is, according to this discussion, it's a question, Habal b'shvon, one Yisrael, could another Yisrael eat it? And the question is, who is included in that group? Certainly, says Tosfos, that if something was brought for someone, not only may he not eat it, but all of his family members are considered an extension of him, and they certainly may not eat it. What about guests? Guests aren't really part of my family. So how does the halacha look at guests? So the Mishnah Berurah says that if Akam brought something in Yontav Rishon, if I invited the guest after the Akam brought that food, then the Akum may eat that food, my guests may eat them on Yontav Sheni, because the food wasn't brought on their behalf. Furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah, if the guests don't even live in the city, so then we could be more lenient. And the explanation is quite simple, because since the guests don't live here, the Akum certainly, as our Gemara indicated, the Akum had to think about these people. But if they don't even live here, the Akum certainly didn't think about them. And therefore, then even though I and my family members may not eat them, may not eat from that food, they may eat from the food. The Mishnah Berurah says, certainly, if there's no one, if there's no other food available, and this is the only food I could feed them, we could be more lenient. And he also says two more interesting points that he makes. He says, if I won't eat from this food, my guest will be uncomfortable in eating that food. So not only may they eat from the food, as we just said, but even I will be allowed to eat from the food. And secondly, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that this is all on Yontav Rishon. But if food was brought on Yontav Rishon, michutz l'tchum, by an akum, and it was brought on my behalf, so I certainly may not eat the food. The halacha is that my guest, that if on Yontav Sheni, I'll be allowed to eat the food. Says the Gemara, who lifted us to Mechuzah? There was a turnip that was brought to Mechuzah on Yontif through an Akum. Nafik Rava Chazi the Kamisha. And Rava went out and saw that it was already wilted. Shar Rabbanan Lemizmenei. And he allowed the Rabbanan to buy from it. Of course, it wasn't, explains the Piskei Rid, that they actually paid for it. On Yontif, you're not allowed to pay for food. Rather, what happened was they bought it on credit. They had already a relationship, apparently, with this seller, and therefore they didn't have to talk about money or exchange any money. Why? Omar, he said, the reason I'm being lenient, ha vadim etmol nekra. These turnips were certainly cut yesterday. And since they were certainly cut yesterday, there is no problem. Says Tosfos, that the Gemara is being very specific in saying that they were cut yesterday. Because if they were cut today, they would have a new issue. There would be an usur because of muksa. And Tosfos goes on to say that even according to Reb Shimon, whose opinion we discussed so extensively in Masechet Shabbos, Reb Shimon doesn't hold the muksa. So Reb Shimon agrees something that a person is maksadatoi, he completely takes out of his mind, are certainly muksa. So explains Tosfos, just like we learned in Masechet Shabbos, groigris and smukim, fruits that are put out to dry, even if Shimon agrees are muksa. So certainly here as well, these foods, that if this was still connected to ground as Yonta began, they were certainly muksa. And therefore, the issue is not that they were cut today. It was cut from yesterday. Umay Amrit, what is your concern? That maybe this turnip was brought mechutz l'tchum, says the Gemara, Bavishri Yisrael Zeh, the halacha is if it's brought for one Yisrael, mutal Yisrael Acha, a different Jew may eat it. And the Koshken Hai, that to the Nachem Asru, this very passable was brought on behalf of Akum. So not only wasn't that brought on my behalf, it wasn't brought on behalf of any Jew. However, says the Gemara, Kivin the Chazal, once Rav saw the Kamavshe Maislu, that this became a common practice, that food was brought mechutz l'tchum and Jews were using it, Asalahu, he started saying that it's not Asur, because then it's obvious that it's being brought Bishvil Yisrael. And since it's brought Bishvil Yisrael, then it's Asur. The Rashba has a different girsa now, Gemara. The Gemara says, Dilma Mechutz Tchum. So the Rishonim discuss, how do we look at this when there's a suffix? How does the halacha look with a suffix? So the Rishonim say, even if it's a suffix, if they came Mechutz Tchum, then it's Asur. That's why the Gemara uses the words Dilma. However, in Masechta Shabbos, where we have a similar Gemara on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, there the Gemara doesn't have the word Dilma. And therefore, the Rashba says, from there it seems that the only time we have to be Machmer is when we know for certain that it came in Chutz L'Tchum. But when we don't know for certain that it came in Chutz L'Tchum, we could be more lenient. La'alocha, the Shulchan Aruch, in Simet Tuf Kuf Tesvav Sif Zayin, paskins that even if it's a Sofik, if it came Chutz L'Tchum, we have to be Machmer. The only time we could be lenient is if this Akum lives in the same town as I do, and the fruits that we have here are fruits that grow in this city. So then we have no reason to be concerned that maybe it came from Chutz L'Tchum. We could be confident that it came B'Toich HaTchum. But wherever it is a Sofik, we're Machmer. And the reason we're Machmer is a fundamental halacha that we've quoted many times, that whenever you have a davish yesh lematirim, whenever we have something that will ultimately become mutter, the halacha is much stricter. And here too, these fruits, there may be a question, may I eat them on Shabbos? Is there a problem or not? But after Yontif, there wouldn't be a question. And since after Yontif there wouldn't be a question, we have no right to be lenient. However, the Shulchan Aruch also in Simet Tuf Tzadik Zayin Sif Gimel teaches us that on Yontif Sheni we could be more lenient in foods that there's a suffix if they're muksa. Because he explains, since the whole halacha of Yontif Sheni is only a suffix, so we have here a double suffix. First of all, we're not quite sure if today is Yontif. Number two, it's a suffix if it's muksa. Mishnah Brura, however, there quotes the Trumas Adeshin that since we know that the first day is Yontif, and the only reason we're keeping the second day Yontif is because, as we explained in our previous year, Minigav Aseinu B'Yodeinu, so the Yontif Sheni is not considered a suffix, says the Mishnah Brura. Yontif Sheni is considered a full-fledged Yontif, and therefore if we're Machmer on a suffix on the first day, says the Mishnah Brura in the name of the Trumas Hadeshin, we have to be Machmer on the second day as well. So the halacha is, if an Akum brought to Yisrael something that grows from the ground that was disconnected from the ground, so he said, you may not eat that on Yontif, and not only on Yontif may you not eat it, the halacha is the Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yontif, you have to weigh B'Kdei Shiyasa, the amount of time it takes to do this melacha. So there should be no benefit from the Yontif. Of course, there's a question that the Rishonim already debate. When we measure Kdei Shiyasu, do we only measure the amount of time to do the actual melacha, the amount of time that it takes to pick the actual fruit, or do we also weigh the amount of time it takes to travel? According to the Bahag that we said earlier, the reason is that we're machmer, because we're afraid that we're going to be lenient. We may come to tell an Akum to do melacha for us on Yontif. It seems that we should be machmer, even the amount of time it takes to bring it. But if we say the reason is because of muksa, maybe we could be more lenient. Says the Gemara, Hanu b'nei ganana, they were people who were building a chuppah, and they used to put hadassim around the chuppah. The gozla azu b'yontif, b'yontif sheni, there were hadassim that the Akum cut on Yontif Sheni, Lortif, and so of course on Yontif, nobody would have let them use those hadassim, but Lortif, a matzah Yontif, Sharu L'Ravina L'Ruchi Be'l Alta, he allowed them to use them immediately. And the reason Ravina was lenient, explained the Rishonim, is because, as we said before, Yontif Sheni, Ravina knew, is really not Yontif. We know that the halacha is that it's not Yontif, and therefore he was more lenient. You should be strict with them, and you should make them wait till Chdei Shiasu, because they're not B'nai Torah. And if they're going to, we're going to see that we're lenient because it's Yontif Sheni, they're going to become lenient in Yontif Sheni in all times. Maskela Rashmaya, ask Rashmaya on what Rabbi Bar Tachlifa just said, is the only reason we should be strict is Tamadein B'nai Torah, because they're not B'nai Torah and we're concerned that they may come to not treat Yontif Sheni properly. Ha B'nai Torah, if they were B'nai Torah, and we wouldn't have that concern, Shari, they would be immediately after Yontif allowed to smell from those Hadassim. But B'gdein B'chdei Shiasu, isn't the halacha, as we said before, you always have to wait, B'chdei Shiasu. Ozo Shailu L'Rava, so they went and asked Rava the halacha, what do they need to do? Omlu, when he paskind, B'dinim B'chdei Shiasu, the halacha is, but you need to have B'chdei Shiasu, you have to wait B'chdei Shiasu. Continues the Gemara. Abdoisa Omer, we learned in our Mishnah that somebody who is Oivel Fnei Teva, somebody who's the Shlich Tzibur on Rosh Hashanah, says by Davni, Hachlitzenu Hashem Lekenes Yoim Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, Im HaYoim Ulmamachar, and the next day he says the same Nusach, just saying Im HaYoim Oy Emes. Says the Gemara, Omer of Rabbah, Kavina Bei Rav Huna, when we learned in the yeshiva of Huni Boilu, there was a very fundamental question asked. Ma'u lahaskel Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. When we speak, when we daven Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, and we say, V'titin lon Hashem alakenu, as yoim hazikorn hazeh, do we also mention Rosh Chodesh? Do we say, as yoim Rosh Chodesh hazeh, v'yis yoim hazikorn hazeh, or loy? Or do we just mention, or we don't mention Rosh Hashanah? So as the Mefarshim explained, the question of our Gemara is specifically by Musaf. By Arvis Shachris and Mincha, we don't say anything. Because the halacha is that even if your Rosh Chodesh fell during the weekday or on Shabbos, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the Bracha Emtzos. If Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, when we say the Bracha of Ritzeinam and Chuseinu, that begins with Ritzeinam and Chuseinu, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh in that bracha. The question only here that our Gemara is discussing is it mentioned in Musaf? And what is the basis of the question? Explains the Gemara. Do we say, Kivin the Chalukim and Musafim, that there is a separate carbon on Rosh Hashanah that's brought because it's Rosh Hashanah, and the separate kabbonis that are brought because it's Rosh Chodesh, as the Pasuk says, the Pasuk mentions all the Kabbonis that we bring because of Rosh Hashanah, and then the Pasuk continues, Mavad Oilas HaChodesh Umin Chosoy. So therefore the question is, Amrinan. So therefore by Tefillah we should also mention Rosh Chodesh separately. Oidilma, or we can make an argument, Zikaron Echad Oil Lakan Lakan. When we say, Yoyim HaZikaron HaZeh, it refers both to Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, because every Rosh Chodesh is considered Yom HaZikaron, and therefore there's no need to mention it separately. And therefore saying Yom HaZikaron will cover both. Tosfos says, in the name of the Rashbam, that Mikra Adin, when one davens Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't have to say all the psukim about the kabbonis. But if you're going to say the kabbonis, as we do, you have to mention the kabbonis of Rosh Chodesh as well. However, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam that we don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh kabbonis separately. And Rabbeinu Chananel and Ravya and Ramban says that saying the psukim Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah is part of the question of our Gemara. That just like our Gemara is asking that do we mention Rosh Chodesh separately in Musaf, they should also, the halacha will also be that whatever will be the psak And actually, just to jump ahead, we don't say it. So just like we don't mention Rosh Chodesh separately, we should not mention Musay Rosh Chodesh separately. Amalan. So that was the question. If when we daven Musay or Rosh Chodesh, do we mention Rosh Chodesh or not? On Rosh Hashanah. Amalan. So Rav Huna answered it to Nisua. We learned this in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said, Rav Daisi, Aymer, Oivel, Fnei Ateva, says this whole Nusach. Mai, and the Mishnah says, Loi Hoid, Loi Chachamim. The Chacham didn't agree. Lav, what is meant, says the Gemara, when it says, Loi Hoid, Loi Chachamim? My lav, doesn't it mean, Lahasker, that Rav Daisi said we should mention Rosh Chodesh, just with the condition attached to it. And the Rabbanon disagree. And they hold, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all. My lav, Lahasker. Says the Gemara Loi. It doesn't mean that Chum disagree with Reb Doisa and hold that you don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all. Of course you mention Rosh Chodesh. The issue that they take with Reb Doisa is Lahasness. The Reb Doisa said you make that condition and they don't make that into condition. Hachanamim Stabra says the Gemara, it makes sense that that's how to understand the opinion of the Chachamim. Because let's learn the Gemara further. Mid the Kanim Bebraisa, let's learn the Braisa. The Braisa says, "V'kein ha'yer b'dois oisim Rosh Chodesh shakol hashana kula." Every Rosh Chodesh that, as we discussed extensively in our previous year, in their world that they were mekadosh apiriya, that the only way they were able to declare what is Rosh Chodesh was based on the Bezdin determining when Bezdin declares it's Rosh Chodesh or not. So they never knew on the first day, well, we may keep the first day Rosh Chodesh if it's really Rosh Chodesh. So says the Braisa, every month, Reb Doisa says, V'kein hoy Reb Doisa oisab Rosh Chodeshim shakol hashana kula. That's what Reb Doisa would do in all the Rosh Chodesh of every month. They would say the Nusach with a Tanai. V'loi hoy deloi. And there too the Braisa says, the Chum disagree. So explains the Gemara. Iyam b'shlamal ha-hasnois, that their argument was about the Tanai. So we could understand. That's why the Rabbanon didn't agree. They don't want us to make Tanoim and Davening. Because if you make Tanoim and Davening, it's going to lead that you're not going to treat that day properly. Eli Amrit Lahaskir, that the argument was, should we mention Rosh Chodesh or not? How could they be disagreeing? Certainly on a Rosh Chodesh, we're supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Davening. Elamai. So now we clearly see that what is the subject of their dispute? Lahasnas. Do we say this Tanai? But ask the Gemara, Lomli laflugi betarti. Why are they arguing two times the same machloikis? On Rosh Hashanah they have a machloikis, and every Rosh Chodesh they have the machloikis. Why do we have to quote the same machloikis twice? Answers the Gemara Tzricha. It needs to be mentioned twice. The Ashminan, Rosh Hashanah. If we only had the machlokes Rosh Hashanah, have a minu b'ho kaminin deloy, kamin rabbanon deloy. That's where the rabbanon take his position that we shouldn't make the Tanai. Because if we're going to make the Tanai, osel zulzulibay. Chazal were concerned that you're not going to treat that day with the proper respect. It's Rosh Hashanah, but you're going to think it's not Rosh Hashanah and it's a yontav, and you're going to do malacha, for example, that you're not allowed to do on yontav. Abel Rosh Chodesh Mishakol Hashana Kula, where it's only Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh, the repercussions aren't that significant. Eim Maidel Reb Doisa, that you can make the Tanai. Yehetim Baha, and if we only had the Machloikas by every Rosh Chodesh, we would suggest Baha Kama Reb Doisa. That's where Reb Doisa says you should make a Tanai. Av Bahach on Rosh Hashanah, Eim Maidel Rabbanan, maybe he agrees with Rabbanan, don't make the Tanai. The repercussions are serious. That's why Tzricha, we had to mention the same Machloikas two times. So we're still discussing if on Rosh Hashanah do we mention by Musaf also Rosh Chodesh or not? Do we say Zikaron Echa Oidel Kan or not? Says the Gemara, Meisvei. So the Gemara says that I'll bring you a raya that you don't say speak about Rosh Chodesh and the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. It says in the Braisa, Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, B'Shama Amr Mispala Eser. B'Shama says we should say 10 brachas in Musaf. The Sholosh Rishonis, the Sholosh Achronis. Normally on Rosh Hashanah by Musaf, there are 9 brachas. Here we say one more bracha. Bracha of Shel Shabbos. Because the bracha of the Yoim is part, saying, mentioning Rosh Hashanah is mentioned in Malchus, But Shabbos has to have its own bracha. Why does Shabbos have to have its own bracha? Because according to Beis Shammai, every subject requires its own bracha. Beis Hillel says you say Teisha, and both Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah are included in Malchus. Says the Gemara, Vim Isa, if we're saying that in Rosh Hashanah we have to mention Rosh Chodesh, and also Beis Shammai's opinion always is that you can't mention two subjects in one bracha, so then Beis Shammai Achas Achim Mibayla, we should have to have 11 brachas on Rosh Hashanah, that's Shabbos. 9 for Rosh Hashanah, the 10th for Shabbos, and the 11th for Rosh Chodesh. Beis Shammai only says we say 10. Isn't that a clear indication? Because we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Reb Zeira says, Reb Zeira, it could very well be that we mention Rosh Chodesh. If we mention Rosh Chodesh, so why, according to Beis Shammai, does it not get its own bracha? V'shani Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is different. B'toch shekol shachris for arvis. Since by shachris and mariv, when Rosh Chodesh is a Rosh Hashanah, we don't say it for a separate bracha. As I said earlier in the shir, everybody agrees that by shachris and mariv and mincha, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh as a separate bracha. So that's why Beis Shammai will agree, koil nami b'musafim, that by musaf also it's mentioned as a it's not mentioned as a separate bracha. Ask the Gemara, would Beis Shammai accept such a reasoning? Or mi islay le Beis Shammai koilu? Does Beis Shammai agree to the concept of that we can include more than one subject in a bracha? But Tanya, the Braisa says, Rosh Chodesh shechali is b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls on a Shabbos, Beis Shammai omrim mispalol shmoina, that even though by Musaf we normally say 7 brachas, on this Musaf we'll say 8 brachas, because we have to say a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh. B'shil Oimrim, Sheva, we still say Sheva, and when we mention the bracha about Shabbos, we mention Rosh Chodesh as well. So here we see that Beis Shammai does not hold that you could do Koilul by Musaf just because we did Koilul by Shachris and Mincha Marav. So we clearly see from here that we can't mention both Kasha. Why, according to Beis Shammai, if we're mentioning Rosh Chodesh, why don't we mention it as a separate bracha? Says the Gemara, the Koil Atzmai, this halacha that we can mention a different subject together with another bracha is actually a machloikus tanoim. The Tanya, Shabbos Chalias Rosh Chodesh or B'chol Shemoyed. Shabbos falls on Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed Shabbos. Arve Shachos HaMincha Mispal Kedarkoi. You say, like we always do, Sheva. You say 7 brachas. For Oyma Me'ein HaMa'ur Ba'Avoida. You mention Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed in Yal V'Yavoi, which is part of the Avoida, because Yal V'Yavoi is said after Ritzei. Rebbe Lezer says, we always say Yal V'Yavoi not by Ritzei, but we rather say it by Adar. Vimlay Omar, if you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh, or you didn't mention Chol Hamoed, Machzir Naisai, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Uber Masafim, by Tfilas, that's Shachos Mincha Marav. What about Musaf? Mask B'Shal Shabbos, you begin by speaking about Shabbos, or Titan Lan Yom Shabbos Azeh, Masayim B'Shal Shabbos, and you finish the bracha with Shabbos. Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. V'ayim Mekadosh Shabbos Yom B'Mentza, in the middle of the bracha, you mention Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shmuel ben Menayah, Shabbos Yom Ha'Braika, Oimrim, Kamok M'Shazok L'Sheva, wherever you mention 7 brachas, Masch B'Shal Shabbos, Masayim B'Shal Shabbos, V'ayim Mekadosh Hayom B'Mentza. So he says, you say it even by, he mentioned it even by Shachris, Mincha, and Marav. So we see who holds of Koilu? These Tanoim, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shmuel ben Menayah, Rav Yaakov. The other Tanoim don't say it. They say it should be mentioned separately in Yalav Yavai. Says the Gemara, my Havala, what is the halacha about mentioning Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah or not? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, the halacha is Zikaron Oyla Lakan Olakan, mentioning Rosh Hashanah. Saying Yom HaZikaron works both for Rosh Hashanah and for Rosh Chodesh. V'kanoim Rabba, and that is the psak. The Rabba said also, Zikaron Oichad Lo'il L'kan L'kan. So Taisa says, the reason we don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, so Taisa calls the Goinim Kadmoinim, since whenever we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, the more primary day of Rosh Chodesh is the second day of Rosh Chodesh. As we know, if there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, the new month, the first day of the new month is the second day of Rosh Chodesh. So if we're going to treat Rosh Hashanah like every other Rosh Chodesh, people are going to think that what date is Aleph Tishrei, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which of course is incorrect. We know that the day of Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the Aleph Tishrei is the first day. So in order to avoid that mistake, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the davening of Tfilos. But Taisus himself says that it's a concern, but from where do we have a right to create that type of a concern? So he quotes the Aruch. He says, the Pasuk says, we say it as we begin Rosh Chodesh, Tikku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel l'yoyim chagoyinu. And the Gemara explains, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Ches Amud Beis, Ezu Chayag Shachodesh Miskasaba, which month do you not know that it's Rosh Chodesh? Zer Rosh Hashanah. So Pash Pshat HaChodesh Miskasa, it's at the beginning of the month, and therefore at that point of the month, we don't see the new moon. He explains that HaChodesh, the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh, it's Miskasa. We don't mention the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. Another Pshat is, the Aruch gives, that if we compare Rosh Chodesh to Rosh Hashanah, of course we know Rosh Hashanah is much more than Rosh Chodesh. So we don't want to take away from Rosh Hashanah, so that's why we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. And in fact, the Torah says that even when we say Kabbonis in the morning, so Rosh Chodesh, those that say Kabbonis in the morning, are supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh. He says, but when it's Rosh Hashanah, when we say Kabbonis in the morning, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Our Gemara just taught us a concept of Zikaron Echad, Oil L'Kan, Oil L'Kan. You could say one Zikaron and it works both for Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. And I saw that the Paiskim used this to discuss a question, unfortunately a difficult question. The Shal Sechuvah's Torah L'Shma in Simon Tuf Yud Beis discusses if somebody is an oval for his mother and his father. He says Kaddish, but he's saying Kaddish for two people. Do we apply the concept of Zikaron Echad L'Kan L'Kan? So he says, our Gemara should be a Raya. You say Yom Zikaron, and it means both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. So the same thing should be said by the Kaddish. On the other hand, he says, we know that when somebody is obligated to bring Kabbonis, he can't use one animal to fulfill two obligations. So maybe the same is here. So he goes back and forth. He says that what's going to be if the son will not say Kaddish for one of the parents? If he's not going to say Kaddish for one of the parents, they're going to have to hire someone. So he says it's better that a son should say Kaddish for both parents than taking somebody else who is not a son. And in fact, there's a tshuva in the Dove of Mishorim from in Eirich Chaim Chelik Bey Simon Tezvov that there's an individual who, this person is a person who says Kaddish. People hire him to say Kaddish. And he's saying Kaddish for a Nifter, and someone else wants to hire him to say Kaddish for their relative. Could one person say Kaddish for two Niftarim? And he says that based on our Gemara, as long as he has in mind both of the Neftorim, so we say Zikaron Echad L'Kan or L'Kan, and you could say Kaddish, this person could say Kaddish for two different Neftorim. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Kavina Bei Rav Huna, when we learned in the Yeshiva Rav Huna Iboilon, they asked us the following question, Ma Loim Zman Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim? Do we say Shachiyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? And what is the basis of the question? Do we say Kim Dizman Lizman Osi? They come only once a year. I'm reading. So certainly we should say Shachiyonu v'Kimonu v'Giyonu Lizman Azeh. It came only occasionally once a year. Only the three regalim are called regalim, not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So it doesn't lo yaprinan. We don't say shechianu. And says the Gemara lo have biyodei. He didn't know the answer. If you do say shechianu or not, says the Gemara. Kiyasi be Rav Yehuda. When he came to Rav Yehuda, Oma ano akra chadato namin minuzman. Even when I see a new fruit, I say a shechianu. And the Gemara is saying that not only for eating the new fruit, but for seeing the new fruit, you say shechianu. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you certainly should say shechianu. So Rashi seems to say that just for seeing fruit, you say shechianu. Tosfos in Masechta Brachos Daf Nun Tes on the base, the Ramaskal Hosom, however, says that you only say the shechianu not when you see the fruit, only when you eat the fruit. And that's what the Rosh says as well. The Smak says as follows. And the Smak says, if you have pleasure just from seeing the new fruit, but if you don't have pleasure from seeing it, you only get the pleasure from eating it, you don't make the shechianu until you eat it. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim Simon Rosh Reish Chav Chei Sif Gimel Paskins Roy Pri Chodesh Mevorach. If you see a new fruit, you say shechianu. El Shenagu, the minig is Shloi Levorach Atshas Achila, not to make the shechianu until we actually eat. But the Rama says that if you made the bracha when you saw it, it's okay as well. But there's a very fundamental point that the Netziv makes here. The Netziv says that what's the Gemara's raya from seeing a new fruit to the shechianu? So Netziv says that the bracha of shechianu that's set on a new fruit is because there's a simcha. There's a simcha in seeing a new fruit. So since there's a simcha in seeing a new fruit that comes mizman lizman, it comes once a year, that's why you make the bracha. So that's why Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur should be the same. And therefore, he says a very important point. There's a difference between a fruit, that somebody buys a fruit and he makes a shechianu as soon as he sees it, because it comes once a year and you're making a bracha for that simcha. Whereas, let's say somebody makes a shechianu when he puts on a new garment, or somebody makes a shechianu when he moves into a new home, that isn't because it comes mizman lizman. And there, everybody will agree that the shechianu is only made when you actually put on the garment or actually you move into the home. Kik, says the Gemara, Amalei, so he said, Rishus Lakim Abayili. Of course, if somebody wants to make shechianu, he can. The question, Kikam Abayili, my question was, Chayvamai, is there an obligation to make a shechianu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Amalei, and he responded to me, Rav Shmuel Amri Tavayu, Einam Azman, we don't say shechianu El B'Shalosh Regalim. So from this Gemara, it seems that the obligation to make a shechianu on a pre-chadish is a reshus and not a chayva. And that's the opinion of the Azarua, the Rajba, and that's the psak of the Ramah, in Oyer Chaim Simen Reish Chav Gimel Sif Aleph. And the Magen Avraham explains over there, because it's only the bracha of shechianu is a voluntary bracha. However, Rabbeinu Chananel and other Rishonim say, when the Gemara says that making a bracha shechianu on a prey is a rishus, it doesn't mean that it's voluntary. That certainly the halacha is that one has to make a shechianu when he sees or eats a new fruit. What the Gemara means here to say, they explain, is that one is not obligated to go out of his way to buy a new fruit in order to make a shechianu. But certainly, if one has a new fruit, the halacha is yet you are obligated to make the shechianu. And in fact, Reb Moshe in a tshuva in Chelek Hei Simen Mem Gimel says that even though we're saying that bracha shechianu is not a chayva, still it's not considered a bracha she'en etzricha. And therefore, even if a person, a very bechidish from Reb Moshe, other say the same psak, that even though we know that by brachas we always pass on Safak Brachas Lahakal, by Shechianu, The halacha is, by Shechiyonu it's different, and by Shechiyonu we do make a, even by Sofer Brachos, we could be machmer and make a bracha, and we don't take the rule of Sofer Brachos lahakol. My havalah. So the Gemara wants to know, what is the halacha lemaisa regarding Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Amar Rav Chisda Zikar and Echad Oyle Lakan. When we say, it says in Mesve, asked the Gemara, the pasuk says in Kehelas, ten chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmoina. Relaza oyma shiva el shiva yimei precious. The pasuk is speaking about the shiva yimei precious, and ten chelik l'shiva means Shabbos is the most important day of all of the shiva yimei precious. Shmoina refers to shmoina yimei mila, that the day of the bris of a child is very important. And what the pasuk is teaching us is that even though we just identified Shabbos as such an important day, we know that, as we discussed extensively when we learned Masechta Shabbos, a milah is bezmano is doicha Shabbos. That's his explanation of that pasuk. Rav Shua im shiva elu shmei Pesach. Shiva means the 7 days of Pesach. Shmoina refers to shmoni yimei chag, the 8 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. Kshoima the gam, the Rabbis Atzeres. It's coming to add that also on Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, and also comes to add Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. What is the pasuk trying to teach us, says the Gemara? My love, isn't the pasuk coming to teach us? Lizman, that the pasuk is coming to teach us that we say Shechiyonu on all of these days. Says the Gemara, loy, that's not what the pasuk is coming to teach us. It's not necessarily the halacha that we say Shechiyonu on all these days, on Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur. What the pasuk is coming to teach us is lebracha, that we say the bracha mekadosh Yisrael v'azmanim in the Shema Nesrei. Says the Gemara, the yachinami mestabra, that the pasuk is not speaking about Shechiyonu, it's only speaking about saying in the tefillah mekadosh Yisrael v'azmanim. This akadatak lazman, if we're going to say the pasuk speaking about Shechiyonu, zman kol shiva miyika, do we say Shechiyonu all 7 days? We say Shechiyonu on the first day of Yontif. Says the Gemara, holy kasha. That itself is not a question. Because the halacha is, the loy mevarach idna, if you don't make Shechiyonu on the first day of Yontif, you can make Shechiyonu l'mocha or l'yoyim achra. You could say it on the other days. And the pasuk is teaching us that you could say Shechiyonu for the duration of Yontif. But that's not a question. Mikom akon, ask the Gemara, if it means Shechiyonu, isn't there a din of being in kais that we have to have a cup of wine when we say Shechiyonu? So on the first day of Yontif we say Kiddush and there's a cup of wine. Leimim say later of Nachman. Should this maybe a riot to Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman zman omra fil b'shuk. You could say Shechiyonu even in the street. Says the Gemara holy kasha. That itself is not a kasha. Dikle kais. What happens if you'll have a cup of wine during Yontif? If you'll have Yontif, if you'll have a cup of wine during Yontif, the halacha is you could say a Shechiyonu. So the Gemara is passing that we do say Shechiyonu in all these times, and we should say it al kais. So every Yontif, there's a kais. But Chanukah and Purim, the question the Paiskim ask is, let's say somebody doesn't have a menorah on Chanukah, or somebody doesn't have the ability to do any of the mitzvahs hayoyim of Purim, and there's no kais, do we make a Shechiyonu or not? So actually, it's a very big machlokes ha-paiskim. And Rav Moshe, in the tshuvas, in Or Chaim, Chelek Hei, Simen Chof, and actually, Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal, in the tshuvas Yabi Oime, Chelek Vav, Or Chaim, Simen Membeis, give a similar explanation. Some say that the Shechiyonu is made for the Neis. So since the Shechiyonu is made for the Neis, so even if you don't have any ability to do the mitzvah, you make a Shechiyonu. Others say that our Gemara is clearly indicating that you have to make it al kais. So if our Gemara is saying that you have to make Shechiyonu al kais, it's clear that the Shechiyonu has to be on something. And just making it without a kais, there is no, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah. I saw a very interesting letter that Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita wrote to his father-in-law, Rav Yoshev Zatzal, that Rav Yoshev paskined that on Chol HaMoed, everybody has to drink a gravius of wine every day because of Simchas Yontif. So Reb Chaim writes to his father-in-law, if you're right that every day of Chol HaMoed you have to eat, you have to drink wine, so what's our Gemara asking? That there's a you need a kais, and in the rest of Yontif you don't have a kais. You just said you have to drink every day a cup of wine. So Rabbi Yashiv answered him that when I said you have to drink wine, it's bezman hazeh because we don't have kabbonis. But in the time of kabbonis, you didn't have to drink wine every day. And the Gemara is referring to a time when there were kabbonis. Of course, the big question that comes up when we learn this Gemara is Rosh Hashanah was saying that you have to make a shachiyanu. And we know that halacha is that we in Chutz Lortz, by Yontif Sheni, we also make a shachiyanu by Kiddush. The question is, how do we treat the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Because as we discussed extensively in our previous year, there's a question regarding Rosh Hashanah. Is it Yom HaRichta? It's not Shtei Kedushas. And therefore, since it's not Shtei Kedushas, we can't say a separate Shachiyonu on the second night. And therefore, we have a big question. Do we say Shachiyonu or not? The Torah in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Reish quotes a Machlokes Rishonim. Should Yontif Sheni of Rosh Hashanah be treated like every other Yontif or not? And the minig is that we make a Shachiyonu, we bring a new fruit to the table. And when we bring a new fruit to the table, that's when we have in mind that the Shachiyonu should be on that fruit. And therefore, it's very important that even though there's a question, it depends on different menhagim, that on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, we dip an apple in a honey. Some people do so right after Kiddush. Some people don't do so right after Kiddush because they say it's a problem of an interruption of Kiddush b'makom suda. However, when it comes to the second night of Yontif and we're making a Shachiyonu by Kiddush and we want that Shachiyonu to be on the fruit as well, so there the halacha, the Paiskim say, is very clearly you should make the Shachiyonu and eat that fruit immediately. Furthermore, women who make a Shachiyonu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah when they light the candles, there are two very important halachas that they need to know. One is if they make a Shachiyonu when they're lighting the candles, they should not make a Shachiyonu again when they eat the new fruit from Kiddush. And secondly, if they're going to make a Shachiyonu by Hadlokas Neiris, the new fruit should be already on the table when they make that Shachiyonu. Says the Gemara, so we've said that by Ur Yom Tovim, we make a Shachiyonu on a cup of wine. But ask the Gemara, Hatenech, it says Rosh Hashanah. That's understandable by Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. However, Yom Kippur, Hei Chiyavid, what are you going to do Yom Kippur? Im Avarach Lev Shasalei, if you're going to drink, make the Shachiyonu, then drink the cup, ask the Gemara, Kivin Dov Zman, as soon as you said the Shachiyonu, Kablelei, it became Yom Kippur, and you're not allowed to drink, Vasalei. That we find in the Gemara Masechta Brachos that as soon as somebody davened Ma'ariv on Friday afternoon, he was not allowed to do melacha. I didn't do melacha. Should make a bracha and not drink from it. We know that halacha is somebody makes a bracha, you make a bari priya gofen, you have to drink from it. So give it to a child who's not obligated to fast. Ask the Gemara, Lech Silchus Krev Yaakov, Dilma Asul Mitzrach. We need to be concerned that if this child sees that I drink wine on Yom Kippur, he'll think that the halacha always is that you drink wine when Yom Kippur begins, which of course is not allowed. My Havala, so what is the halacha? Shadru Rabban L'Rav Yehme Sabah Kamed Rav Chizda B'mala Yehme D'Rei Shatam. They were sent, the Chum sent Rav Yehme to Rav Chizda on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Amrlein, they told him, Zil Chazi Heichet Ovid Uvda, V'ta'imelon. Go please see what he did, and then come back and report, come back to report us what he did. Says the Gemara, Ki Chazye, when Rav Chizda saw Rav Yehme, Amrlein, Somebody picks up a wet piece of wood. He knows that he needs that place because he's not using the wood for firewood. He says, it didn't pick it up for no reason. Similarly, if you, Rav Yemir, came here, it must be that you came here for a reason. Isle Kasa de Chamra. So he brought, Rav Chisda brought a cup of wine, the Kaddish from his man, and he made Kiddush, and he said, Shechiyonu. V'ilchasa, and the Halacha Taka says the Gemara is, Oyim his man, we make a Shechiyonu, Rosh Hashanah b'Yom Kippurim. V'ilchasa, his man, Oyim Rafil b'Shuk, you could say Shechiyonu, even b'Shuk, without a cup. On Yontif, if you don't have a cup of wine, you could still say a Shechiyonu. Tosfos discusses, what's going to be the halacha if there's a bris on Yom Kippur? And we know by a bris we make a bari pri agafen. Do we make a bari pri agafen by a bris on Yom Kippur or not? So Tosfos says that we give it to a child to drink. I, the Gemara, just said that we are concerned Dilma Osla Misrach. He says that's only Yom Kippur, which comes every year. But a bris that doesn't come every year, there we don't have the concern of Osla Misrach, and we can make the child could drink the cup. The Rif, however, says that in such a bris, you don't bring a cup. He says that just like we're worried about Osla Misruch in that situation, we're also worried about Osla Misruch in this situation. The Riven says we should give a drop of that wine to the child, to the Nimol, to the child that we did the bris on. And Rav Haigoim and the Avudram says we leave the cup of wine until Motzei Yom Kippur. We take the cup, we make it by a priyagofen, and we drink wait on Yom Kippur. Some say the Torah quotes the Bali Iter that we give it to the mother of the child to drink Motzei Yom Kippur. However, so there are different minhagim. Some give to the child, and some give it to the baby who we did the bris on, and some give it to any child. Agamara also speaks about that we paskin that we make a Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and as we do in every Yontif. But I saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal differentiates between the Shechiyonu that we make on a Yontif and the Shechiyonu we make when we put on a new garment or eat a new fruit. He says a Shechiyonu on Yontif is a Shechiyonu on the Yontif that we're all celebrating together. So therefore, just like in the Kiddush, one person makes the Kiddush and he's moitzi everybody at the table, so too will be the halacha by the Shechiyonu. Whereas Shechiyonu on a fruit or Shechiyonu on a garment is my personal simcha for getting a new garment. So even if two people are putting on new suits at the same time or two people are eating new fruits at the same time, each one of us is enjoying our own personal simcha, and therefore each one of us should make our own individual Shechiyonu.